Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
Here we go.
Now, the studio's been a bit quiet. The seat next to us, Fev's been empty. We've been missing our mate. And everything's been quiet,
but we think
we might know what's happened. Nick Cody is on the phone.
Hey, guys, sorry. I've slept through the alarm a few times. I'll be in there ASAP. How's it going?
We're good, mate.
We're good. We're good. We miss you, but...
Oh, no, I miss you guys too.
All our listeners might want to know of any changes in your life situation, what's going on with you.
Because I thought you had maybe had a lap band. Like a bit of an operation? Because you've been gone for a while, haven't heard from you.
There's no band that's going to stop this blowout. It is a blowout. Good luck, science. I have lost the plot. I've got a, on Monday morning, new baby boy.
Hey! Congratulations, we got a boy. Oh, how gorgeous. Now, Nick, tell everybody, what's his name?
Well, it was a last-minute change. It was about to be Conor McGregor Jr. Cody, but then he lost on Sunday. So we've gone Max.
Max Cody.
Max Cody's a strong name.
Thank you.
How's Luch? How's Charlie? Is Charlie just so excited to have a little brother?
Yeah, Charlie's wrapped. He's at his grandparents for a couple of days now, but he's come in and I've just told him anything good that's happening to him. I've just said his little brother did it. So I bought him a sausage roll and I said, hey, Max told me to get you that. And he's good baby brother. So I'm just lying to him, but it's working great.
Is he still calling Max dog?
He does it he was doing it to the hospital staff to make them laugh. It was a running joke for months. He's been saying that baby brother's name will be dog.
How's Luch?
Yeah, how is she going? She looked amazing just after childbirth.
Lucky, you're a lucky man.
Man, I was the worst looking one in there. I look worse than the baby. I look worse than standard. Almost any room you can guarantee I am the liability. But she'd had contractions all day Sunday and then water broke early Monday morning, like 1:45. So we hopped in the car and fanged down.
Lucky you've got your peas.
Yeah, no, otherwise we would have had to get an Uber. I go, Luch, I don't know if I can have passengers at this time. It's a bit dangerous.
Where's Luch at the moment? Is Max? Are they asleep?
Yeah, they might be asleep. I've been up with them a bunch. Just
so you're home?
We're back home.
Oh, and Charlie's not there, so that means you'll be at work tomorrow.
No, Monday, I reckon.
Just so Monday. The stitches heal up, or
although, mate, you know what? To be fair, I did bring it up, and I got a lot of shakes of the head from the hospital staff, and I was like, hey, it came out at 20:40. Normally this is when I'm up. I could just ride a bike in. You know, we're at the women's. Shout out to all the amazing medical staff at the women's. They're the best at the women's. Thanks so much. But I thought, I'm halfway here.
You can just come in.
Cruise in on the pushy. But
how's he sleeping?
Not well. I'd forgotten that it's, an hour here, an hour there. And he's a big unit. He came in just under 4 kilos.
Ooh.
And he has not stopped drinking milk. That kid is.
I've got a doctor. Temazepam's good. I've got a doctor.
Not for Max.
Oh, not for Max.
No, not for Max.
Baby temazepam.
0 to 5.
I'll ask that. They've got midwives that come over and do like a 3-day check on the baby. So I'll ask them today, hey, baby temazepam, is that a legit? Fev told me. Dr. Fev told me.
100. And don't forget, Nick, do you find that those when the midwife comes over, you do a quick clean, you'd make sure everything looks right? Because I was, when that happened, I always felt like, oh, are they going to look at me and think I'm an unfit mother?
We did the same thing.
Yeah, you get worried.
There's a back room. Just everything's in the back room. I've just swept everything. It doesn't matter. Charlie's toys, any of our stuff, my wallet's ended up in there, whatever. It's all just been rammed into that back room, and hopefully they don't check in there. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Can't wait for Nick's stories because this is our first show boy baby.
Yes.
Because we've both had girls.
Yes.
And we've never had
a boy. We've got a boy now.
We've got a boy. This is sick.
Mate, I hate to alarm you. I haven't spent much time around newborn baby girls, but I reckon pretty similar. They don't do much.
No, they don't do much at all.
Man, the boys are sick. He's on a skateboard. Nah, he's doing nothing. He's just pooing and drinking.
Now, one more pressing news, Nick. Mate, your idol, Conor McGregor, fought on Sunday. I thought I'd bring this up.
Really? This is about Max.
He snapped his leg. He's done. He's finished. Yeah. How did you feel?
Well, pretty good, actually, because I thought at least I've got a baby to look forward to. You know, that's nice. Whereas if he'd won, I'd be too amped up. The baby might have been a letdown. Yeah. But thankfully, Connor lost. So then it's like, yes, onwards and upwards.
Great news.
We're so happy for you, Nick and Luch and Charlie. We can't wait to see you back in here. You take your time. This is a special time with your family.
Cheers, mates.
That's
have
not
fun.
Feb's message, by the way.
No, he can come back next year. He's fine. He's up, bro.
Thanks, Nick.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. I guess I'm always gonna be the bad job. I guess I'm always gonna be the mad job. I had a dream that someday I would just fly away, away, oh. Your mama always said, look up into the sky, find the sun on a cloudy day, on a cloudy day.
It's Friday. We've all woken up to the big news. It has finally happened. Our biggest Australian superstar has dropped an album, debut album. Welcome to the madhouse. Tones, can you believe this is your first album?
I can't believe that I've finally written an album. I was meant to release it a year ago and I just said, nah, it's not ready. So it's finally happened.
Well, a year ago, you probably wouldn't even have had the name because all your friends, what is there, nine of you guys, all lived in the madhouse in the pandemic. Is that obviously that's how you got the name. But if you had to release it a bit earlier, you wouldn't have had that name.
Well, here's the thing. If I wrote the album about my house that I lived in, the songs would be a lot funner. But unfortunately, it's just about the crazy life that I've had over the last year that I've turned it into a house, a space that people can put a picture to and also represent my up and down emotional roller coaster of a ride as well. A bit erratic, I don't know.
It's amazing though, Tones, because I just think about all your hits and, you know, we play them all the time and we're your biggest fan.
Punch them out.
But it's blown my mind away that this is actually your first album. I just, in my brain, I just thought you had albums out, but this is a big moment.
I thought I had an album out too, but when I'm playing these shows, like I just went on that Australian tour, that I have to put two covers in and then I had to play three unreleased songs from the album with my already released music just to fill the whole set list because I don't even have enough songs released to fill a whole set list.
Oh, my God.
Now, Tones, let's celebrate. We're going to celebrate big day. Yes. Tones and I's debut album, Welcome to the Madhouse, Get Around It, featuring their hits Fly Away, Won't Sleep, and your new single, let's play it right now, Cloudy Day. It's available everywhere now.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
Victoria, we've woken up this morning to lockdown number 5. Mm. It's happening. We've gone through already this morning the restrictions. We all know them though, really by now, don't we? It's you've got 5 reasons to leave home. If you're a carer, still keep obviously providing care to those people that need you. But one person once per day can go to a supermarket. You've got an hour of exercise once a day with one other person or your household members. You can go to work if you must. We must, apparently. So we're here. Yeah. We love it.
Back to home learning for the kids.
Yes, back to home school. Yeah. Oh, gee, that's going to be a challenge.
Well, my kids didn't go to school yesterday, Boxy, so all their books are in their locker.
So
they're going to have 5 days off.
Gee, are they?
Well, they can't. We've got no books. We've got no textbooks.
Can you just look up things online now, though, without books?
I just said they can just chill.
Well,
it's better for me because I can play COD and they can hang out with Tobes.
Teacher Feb. Anyway, we are in a situation where we have 18 cases, all linked to the New South Wales outbreak. Thank you, Gladys.
Outbreak.
Those removalists, we've heard, they've got about $44,000 worth of fines. They weren't wearing masks. Wow. We're also becoming more and more aware of how important masks are, because it is clearly airborne, more so even than when you've touched things that other people have touched. And the great example that Leon shared with us earlier today was from that apartment building where the removalists were delivering furniture. The man they delivered the furniture to had a mask on. He didn't get it. Another man that walked past them in the stairwell didn't have a mask and he got it. So we are... I mean, I feel that masks are so crucial to this. And obviously we are now needing to wear them if you can't be 1.5 metres distance in public areas as well.
That bloke's so stiff. You just walk past.
I know. Dang. But think about this MCG breakout. That's the one that I think that's been the key site of concern. They've got two people have, we know that somebody went to that bar. What's the bar called again? I've never actually heard of that bar.
Percy Jones.
The Percy, no, you just made that up.
No, he used to have a pub, played at Carlton.
Anyway, the bar, the members bar at the MCG is an area of concern because there are two people that have got from exposure at that site,
yeah,
but no relation to the man that went there, the Percy Beams bar. So that is a concern. And obviously a lot of people went to the MCG for that game. Was it Carlton Geelong?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So this is where we're at. 5 days. We got till 11:59 on Tuesday, and a bit of fun.
Back in the year 2000s, Boxy at the MCG used to be a Vivola virus. Get around there, the MCG.
It was. There's always a Vivola virus getting around. But yesterday, Pip, remember when we ended the show yesterday?
Yes.
We were all feeling positive. Maybe a lockdown wouldn't happen. And Leon Shergren, our wonderful producer who comes up with amazing jingles, he said, guys, just in case, why don't I work on a jingle? And he'd already come up with a pun that I've now seen shared all over the internet.
Yeah, a lot of people try and take his
to
thunder.
Lou Bega's Mumbo Number 5, Leon was preparing this from 10 a.m. yesterday morning because he had an inkling that this could happen. So let's have a listen, Leon.
Okay, everyone right to go?
Go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lockdown Number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Melbourne's locked down again, so please stay inside. The liquor store around the corner is still open, so go stock up on your rum and Coca-Cola. It looks like baking's back in our lives. Time to binge all the Real Housewives. Get off social media and have a read. Do as little exercise as you need. Time to finish off last year's jigsaw. You thought we were done with lockdown four. It's just another little one, we'll survive. Sit down on your ass and stay inside. Lockdown number 5.
Yes!
Wow.
Nice work, James Leon. Well done.
That could actually be a song.
It could.
That was so good. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Boxer, yesterday we stayed at Crown the night before because we went and watched Tomorrow play footy. So when I got home from work, I took the kids down to the pool.
As
I was in the pool, I had a missed call on my phone. So when I went back upstairs to pack and to go back to our house, I had a missed call from a leading, he's a player manager. So player manager in Melbourne.
Football player.
Football, he manages a lot of footballers and a lot of other things. And I had a missed call and I thought, wonder why he's called me. Interesting. So I call him back and he goes, mate, I've got a great opportunity for you. I thought, God, I was just getting a gig. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know you're doing the celebrity boxing night, which just I referred to before the break. So I don't know what's going on. People think I'm some sort of boxer. I've never fought in my life. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
You look like one, though.
Do I?
Yeah.
Big meathead.
Yeah, no, just big strong man.
Yeah, okay. I've got no engine and I'm a bit flobby. So I'd be, if I fought someone like Butterbean, remember Big Butterbean?
Butterbean. He's Butterbean.
Just a big fat man that used to box. He was a heavyweight.
Was he a footballer?
No, he was like a world boxer. Anyway, so this guy goes, I've had some people from Sydney call me, a lot of people from News Corp, and they're throwing up your name. They want you to fight this certain fighter, a boxer. They want to do like an NRL sort of AFL fight, 3 rounds, 2-minute rounds, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, yeah, mate, this sounds great. Like I might be fighting someone like a Billy Slater or like Cam Smith or Willie Mason, someone like that. You know, they can't really go, which would be great. They said how much money it was going to be. You know, well, poor, mate, I mean, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. It's a good wage just for a 6-minute fight.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, no worries, mate. I'm in. He did all the lead up. Really sold it well. And I thought, God, this is going to be great because this is going to be soon.
Yep.
And then I said, who's the fighter? And then he kept going with a few other things. And I'm like, mate, who is it? And he said, I'll get to that. About 5 minutes later, he goes, now the boxer you're going to fight is Paul Gallen.
Oh.
He's a boxer. He's a professional boxer who fights properly.
Is he an NRL player?
Yeah, but he's not turned boxer.
Oh, really?
He just fought that Olympic guy. He fought Barry Hall. Barry Hall couldn't knock him out. This bloke, mate, I love Paul Gallen. He's a big meathead. He's got a really tough jaw. Like, he would knock me out.
Your jaw's pretty good.
It's massive, and that's probably why he can hit it, Boxy. This guy can box. If he hit me, I'd almost be dead. Dead set.
So are you going to do it?
Well, hell no, I hung up.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. A controversial new bill is set to be passed, giving employers access to their staff's Google search history.
People might be nervous because some big companies are planning to check employees' internet history. Okay, so in an experiment, I've now just given Leon my phone.
Google history for Fifi Box.
Oh, gosh.
Bluey cake?
I've got to make a bluey cake for Daisy's party.
Horse riding holiday kits. Stone Melbourne. Yours is boring.
Yeah, that's
fair. Fev, off, hand it over.
Can I have your phone? Browsing history of one Brendan Favola.
I'm a smart man, Boxy.
There is absolutely nothing, but at the top of his browser it says, private browsing mode activated.
As coronavirus numbers continue to rise in Sydney, celebrities that have been living in the city appear to have all left to avoid lockdown.
Have you noticed all the Hollywood celebs in Sydney have gone quiet?
Oh, God, yeah. Like
Mark Wahlberg, he hasn't been spotted. No. Matt Damon got out of Dodge.
He's gone.
Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen and Natalie Portman, they got busted on the weekend.
Did they?
But I don't imagine they'll all hang around Sydney.
I would have put like a Darth Vader hat on Natalie Portman.
Why Darth Vader?
Wasn't she in Star Wars?
Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
I am your daughter.
Would you have done that?
I've never watched it. No.
Dating app giant Tinder has released a list for couples worldwide who are concerned they might be dating a loser.
Number one, if he makes you feel weird or clingy for wanting commitment. Loser. If he lacks depth, he's got no interest except football, drinking or video games.
You made that up, but that's
Alex
me.
Will Alex be listening?
Is this Alex's actual list?
He's still
loser.
A party boy.
Lost that.
Yeah, but that's been taken
That's
off
been taken me. Off me by my loser missus.
To entertainment news now, and Melbourne comedian Nick Cody has welcomed a new bundle of joy into his household.
The studio's been a bit quiet. We've been missing our mate. Nick Cody is on the phone.
Hey, guys, sorry. I've slipped through the alarm a few times.
All our listeners might want to know of any changes in your life situation.
On Monday morning, new baby boy.
Hey! Woo! Congratulations, we got a boy.
Max.
Cody. How's Luch?
Yeah, how is she?
She'd had contractions all day Sunday and then water broke early Monday morning, so we hopped in the car and sang down.
Lucky you got your keys.
Yeah, I know, otherwise we would have had to get an Uber. I go, Luch, I don't know if I can have passengers at this time. It's a bit dangerous. Shut
up. And while Nick's off celebrating, unfortunately, it's not all good news for the Melbourne comedian.
A cat in Moorabbin. Hi, cat.
Good morning, Fifi, Fev and Nick. How are we?
We're very
well.
On Nick's behalf, we can say he's a bit stressed and probably nervous at the moment.
It's the first time someone's remembered his name on the show and he's not here.
Finally, as we hit the middle of winter, Melbourne's temperatures are getting to their lowest for the year, and many Melburnians have been complaining the cold weather's affecting their sleep patterns.
What a wonderful thing it is to be alive, to wake up in the morning after a great sleep. But if you don't have a good sleep, gee, things can be tough. Sunday night, Fev, I had 2.5 hours sleep, and I felt it on Monday.
Is that it?
I find that I can't function the day after. Anyway, I found this article, 7 traits you... Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
How much sleep did you have last night?
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
Do you have a large weenus?